Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible declares that he has raised us up together and has made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Say, oh!
Living on the top. See, I'm living the best life, and I'm living a blessed life. I am blessed
in the heavenly with him.
And not only that, y'all, but I'm telling you that I'm walking.
Walking.
I'm walking in the realm
of faith.
And I'm a living miracle. And I'm receiving the abundance.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and this is Out of a Pure Heart Ministry, and we're having a power lunch with Jesus in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to let y'all know in the chat room and on the phone line, I cannot type and talk at the same time, but I just want to say thank you for everybody who's here. Minister Desiree, I'm so glad to meet you. Hallelujah. And we have someone on the phone line, area code 501. If you'd like to say anything during this broadcast, just hit 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. But I just want to thank and praise God. I was a little delayed in coming onto the broadcast because I just left the funeral and I ran in the house and I was like, oh Lord, I got to do this broadcast. But I thank God for even being there because they were talking about people being born again. Glory to God. So this is what our forum is about, talking to people about being born again, because we truly are living in the last days. Glory to God. But before we go any further, we just want to go into prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to take over this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you today for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for us and are doing for us even now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, our shortcomings, our thoughts that were not right, what we didn't do that we were supposed to do, what we did do that we were not supposed to do. Father, we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we invite your Holy Spirit to take this broadcast over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved, Lord God. And for those that are listening who are already saved, that we might get boldness, Lord God, more boldness, Lord God, to go forth and preach and teach your word so that souls might be saved. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you for this right now. Father, I decrease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you might increase in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now for every soul that is coming to the kingdom of God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hello, and we just want to thank God today, and we're going to take our scripture text, hallelujah, and from John chapter 14. Like I said, we just came for a funeral, and you know people take this scripture and they read it most of the time at a funeral, but I thought it was very appropriate that we read it today, starting at chapter 1, St. John chapter 1. It says, my caption in my Bible says, Jesus promises to return, but let's just read this. Because it's one part of the scripture that is very important. Not saying that none of it is important, but I want to catch your attention on this. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. There you may be also, and whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Now Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? How can we know the way? In verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There are many people out here today who are trying to get to God another way. They're trying to get through God through other means. But Jesus said, no man can come up to the Father except by me. You can't go by Buddha. You can't go by Muhammad. You can't go by Krishna. You can't go by your own way of thinking. You can't get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, hallelujah, that he saved my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God today, glory to God, that he sent somebody to me to ask me, do you know this Jesus? Do you want to know this Jesus? See, a lot of people have heard of Jesus but don't want to know Jesus. But God has commissioned us in Matthew chapter 8 to go into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them what? Teach them about Jesus. Teach them about what he did on Calvary. Teach them about how he was wounded and bruised. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Teach them about this Jesus that was born of a virgin who came on this earth to die for us. Teach them about this Jesus who he was crucified on that cross and went to the grave on the third day. He rose again, but when he was in that grave, he went to hell, and he took the power of death. He took the hell from hell, death, the keys from hell, death, in the grave. Hallelujah. And today, those of us that believe in him, when we die, we can go and live forever with him for eternity. And the alternative is going to hell and the lake of fire. I was telling my grandchildren last night, I said, you know what? Sometimes y'all make me believe hell is more obedient than y'all, because when Jesus speaks to hell, he's going to tell hell to get up and he's going to cast it in the lake of fire. I tell y'all to do something, y'all won't even do it. So they were looking at me like, Mama, what are you talking about? Listen, even the winds and the sea obey Jesus. All we got to do is obey the word. do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? But it shouldn't be just I want to serve Jesus because I don't want to go to hell. It should be I want to serve Jesus because I love him. I want to serve Jesus because of the sacrifice he made for me. I want to serve Jesus because he did something for me that he took upon my sin. He was a sinless person, but he took upon my sin. He thought about me before I was even born. He thought about me before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now we're saved, and we don't want to tell nobody because we're saved, and that's it. That's it. We're saved. So now I'm saved. I'm over here in my little corner. I'm good. But Jesus said, go into all the world. Go into all the world. So that means go to your neighbor next door. That means go to wherever you go, okay, at your job. Some people think, well, I can't travel the country, but go on your job. Preach to your neighbors, preach to your family, preach to your children, preach to whoever God allow you to preach to, glory to God. And if you can't preach to them, live the life before them so they can look at you and say, oh my God, I want what you have. What must I do to be saved? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So see, we're looking for a pulpit. We're looking for a radio broadcast. We're looking to be on television. Hallelujah. But everybody's not called to be on television. Everybody's not called to be on the radio. Everybody's not called to be in a pulpit, but we're all called, hallelujah, to be examples of Jesus Christ. We're all called to be witnesses of him, glory to God, in the uttermost parts of the earth, hallelujah, because Jesus said in his word, greater works that you will do than I do, because I got to go to my Father, which is in heaven, glory to God, hallelujah. And today's topic is supposed to be about the Holy Ghost, so we really need to get on the Holy Ghost, because the Bible teaches us that, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And a lot of people don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. A lot of people don't even believe that there is a Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost, we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost, help, he's our helper, the Holy Ghost. If we don't have the Holy Ghost, we can't do nothing. We try to do stuff in our own strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Minister Desiree, I wish you would call in here and help me out. Hallelujah. We have area code 501. Is that you, Minister Desiree? If it is, let me know in the chat room. Even if it's not, we're going to get on the line. But we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because when the disciples were in the upper room, what Jesus said, go and tarry. Go and tarry. Go and tarry there and wait. Wait, wait, wait until you receive power. I'm going to give you power. And that's what we need, and we're going to turn to that in just a second because we need power to do the work of God. We need power to do the will of God. We can't do it in our flesh, and we can't do it in our own strength because our flesh will mess it up every single time. Glory to God. And we're going to go to the phone line for 1 second, area code 501. Area code 501, welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries and Power Lunch with Jesus in the Word.
Good morning. Hello. This is Minister Cliff. How are you today?
I'm fine and blessed of the Lord. How are you?
I am. This isn't the first time calling in. I mean, what you're saying is so true and spot on point. You know, I was in class and I had a philosophy subject. Don't you know that our instructor was an atheist? And he was proud of it. You know, he said with a smile, I'm proud of being an atheist. You know, there is no God. You know, I'm looking at him like, you stupid.
Okay. Said,
how I felt. But you know, this man tried to convict my beliefs. And like, you know what? Whatever you say, you know, whatever we're talking about in the class, you cannot turn my faith away from God. Because I know
Amen.
Who sir, I know who I serve, I know who God speaks.
Amen.
And one day we had to bust down from the whole class and come out, well, if Cliff won his job at the church, and I don't work at that church, but if he won his job to be a pastor or something, you know, he wouldn't say what I just said. I said, you know what, I might say what you say, but I might not say what you just said. But if I do say it, I'm a converted around to what I believe in. Because what you said is fire. What you said is that's your belief. But what I believe in, it's not a 360, but it's 180. So at the end of the semester, you know this man gave me a D for believing in God.
He gave you a D for believing in God?
Yes, man. I don't do it for that matter. Because you know what? There's nobody on earth. Either on earth or in hell can tell me what I believe in right now. I'm going to be a Bible scholar, so to speak, but I know enough where I had no sense to get saved. I had no sense to repent of my sins. Still doing it to this day. I had no sense to say, you know what, if the world be against me, I know who's before me, and that's my God in heaven. So,
Amen.
I know, and when you say about preaching to the world, yeah, that's good and that's true. But I know some folks who have I've known for a long time who don't have to say a word, but by their actions. You know, what are you doing? Oh, I'm feeding the hungry. I'm posing the naked. I'm sick, being the sick and study. I'm visiting the hospital. That's all God's word too. Like you said, anybody called to be a pulpit preacher. Everybody ain't called to speak on radio. It's how your action, because you can be saved and raise hell. I've been there before. I'm not gonna front. But you can be saved and not do what God does, because God does not want any bench warmer. He wants to get out of the game.
That's right. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the Holy Ghost, because we got to go out there and do the work of the Lord. And let me just say this, brother, and I don't mean to cut you off, but let me say this before we get too much further in the conversation, that we are all called to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. And like you said, everybody's not called to be in a pulpit, and everybody's not called to be on TV or the radio, but we got to also remember that it's not by works, lest any man should boast. Our faith has to be in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. You can feed the hungry. There's people out there feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and don't care a bit more about Jesus Christ than the man and the cat, okay? They don't care about, they out there doing what we're supposed to be doing, but they don't haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. So we have to remember that it's not by works lest any man should boast. We got to be believing in Jesus Christ. We got to believe in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, because if that's the case, you know, we just out there feeding the hungry and clothing the naked or whatever the case is, everybody can do that. Then everybody that's doing that will be going to heaven, but we know that that's not true. So I just wanted to say that. Not cutting you off, because sometimes people listen to things and they hear things and they're saying, oh, well, then I can do this and I can do that and I don't have to believe in this Jesus. I'm just going to do this and I'm going to go to heaven. Put the brace on. That's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you said that, honey. I'm not saying you said that. I just have to make sure that, because people are going to be listening to this in the archives, that they don't get the wrong idea that they can just go out there and do works. Okay, because it's not about works. Jesus did the work on the cross. Okay, he did that work, but our job is to go out there and be witnesses. So I do thank you for calling. And hold on the line, okay, because we do have Minister Desiree, and we're going to get her on the line for just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Good afternoon, Minister Desiree.
Good afternoon, Sister Evangelist Teresa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I'm so excited.
Oh, I can tell. You know, I want to make a comment about what the gentleman mentioned. He was saying about deeds and things like that. Well, out of James 2:18, it says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. We don't get into heaven by what we do.
No.
We are not even drawn by the Holy Spirit, because none of us can accept Christ unless the Holy Spirit prompts us.
That's right.
We don't know how to come on our own.
That's right.
So people can say, oh, well, I just blatantly decided that I'm going to accept Christ into my life. No.
Mm.
The Spirit has to touch your heart, because man does not know how to come to God on their own.
That's right. And
that's why Jesus says, I knock at the door.
I knock.
That's right.
I knock at the door. He don't bust his way in. And he gives us a choice. We do have free will. And I like what the young man said, because he was saying how, you know, his teacher was an atheist, and the teacher gave him a D for his beliefs. And he's like, look, I don't care. You can give me an F if you want to, but you're not going to change what I believe, that Jesus is Jesus. And I thank God for witnesses like him, because that's a witness right there.
That's a witness
right there, that I'm not backing down on what I believe. If you're bold enough to tell the whole class and the world that you're an atheist, I'm going to tell you about my Jesus, and you're not going to change my mind. So
amen.
I love
that's
what the
right.
caller said about that. And, I mean, God will use that, because that's a witness. He said, be witnesses of me. Yes, that's a witness. You out there telling people, look, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe, and I believe the word of God. I believe in Jesus. So I congratulate you, young man, area code 501, for standing up for what you believe, because there would be some people that wouldn't have enough boldness to stand up and say, look, I believe in Jesus Christ. You can give me an F if you want to. But your F means nothing to me, because I still believe in Jesus Christ. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because there's
Amen.
Nothing that man can do that's going to get you in heaven or keep you out of hell. So no. You stand on your faith, young man. You keep believing in Jesus Christ, and he's going to use you mightily to be a witness unto him, because everybody has their platform wherever God's going to use them. But getting back to the point that we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
In the book of Acts, when we read, and we don't have that much time, but I wanted to read Acts and read starting, let me just start at verse 1, okay? It says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, listen to this, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, okay? You see, the apostles that he chosen, he had given them the Holy Ghost. It says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. Verse 6 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. It says in verse 8, but ye shall receive power. You have people out here trying to do the work of the Lord without power from on high. They're not doing it out of the Holy Ghost. They're doing it out of their own flesh. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. You know, I'm on TV. I'm on the radio. I'm in the pulpit. I got this 5,000-member church, look at me, look at me. But we need the Holy Ghost. See, the power of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. I give unto you power to lay hands on the sick that they might recover. I give you power to cast out devils. That's the Holy Ghost power. That's the Holy Ghost power that he has given us. And people out there shucking and jiving and trying to do all of this stuff, why are not signs and miracles following in the church? Because folk out here trying to do stuff in their own power instead of relying on the power of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Okay, y'all can jump in here at any time.
Well, anyway, to do anything in the power by having the Holy Spirit on us, that's God's anointing that Jesus did when he was on the earth.
Yes.
And the only way that miracles that we're going to see is through the power. But what happened is that we have too many that are following after signs and wonders.
Ooh.
When Jesus said signs and wonders follow the believer, not believers
the believer.
Follow signs and wonders. We're too busy trying to follow somebody else to see what they have when
what?
The signs follow after us.
Oh, you might want to say that again.
Signs and wonders follow the believer. Believers should not be following after signs and wonders.
See.
You know, the
see.
Apostles, that's one thing that Jesus gave each one of his disciples was that they had that power because look how Peter, when he was preaching, and we know that Peter was the type of person that had adequate speech when he spoke.
Right.
When he spoke, thousands were saved that day.
Yes.
Imagine if we had that, if people actually used the power that God has given them to that when the moment you speak, thousands of people be saved. But then the Bible also tells us that we ought to stir the gifts that are within us.
Yes.
And
yes.
Most of us don't stir the gifts that reside within us because we think that, okay, just because somebody has this gift of healing, this gift of miracle, this gift of faith, that doesn't mean that I have it. The Bible says stir up the gift. So you need to stir those things up in you. You know, just because you may not have the gift of prophecy, God could use you to prophesy to someone about something, and that's stirring up the gift that is within you.
That's
but
right.
We don't use the Holy Spirit in our lives because, for one, we don't believe truly about the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't look at the Holy Spirit being a powerful part of the Trinity, of the Godhead. They don't see the principle behind it. And in order for you to understand the Holy Spirit, you have to understand that that is God's anointing. And whatever Jesus did while he was on the earth, Jesus has transformed that into us, giving us that same power. That's why he said, when I leave, you will do much greater things than he did when he was on the earth. But we don't believe that, because one of the things we don't believe is because we don't believe in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We don't believe in those manifestations. You know, there are some churches like one, speaking in tongues. People don't believe in that. Because
they sure don't.
They believe that that is still of, oh, but that was in the Old Testament. That's of the devil. They don't believe in you casting out demons. They don't even believe in demons, seeing them there. See, you got to believe in the whole manifestation of the Holy Spirit in order for you to have that type of power. When you believe in that power, oh, you will see things happen.
Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will. And that's what, you know, nobody can tell me. Nobody can tell me that God did not call me to be an evangelist. Nobody can tell me that, because when I start talking about salvation and people getting born again, the fire of God, the power of God just comes almost to the point where it's like I get this excitement and this urgency to tell people that, look, you need to be born again. And I cannot help that. It just, this is what God has given me, Teresa. Not for me to walk around with a title and say I'm an evangelist, but to do the work of an evangelist. And the work of an evangelist is to tell the people, you know, and God will give you a special anointing. He will anoint you to, look, because everybody doesn't have that boldness, and that comes from the Lord. Everybody doesn't have that, I don't know what the right word is to use for it, but everybody doesn't have that urgency to go out and tell people like that. This is why I thank God for forums like Blog Talk Radio, because there are people out there that will try to hinder the work of the Lord. There are people that, just like the young man on the air who said the atheist tried to gave him a D because he don't want him to declare his faith in Jesus Christ. He don't want him to declare that, so he figured, well, you declaring your faith in Jesus, I'm going to fix you. But see, God chooses whom he will to do what he wants them to do. But
That's all right.
Of us need the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 19, it says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, those people that were sitting in the upper room, they believed what Jesus said to them. He said, tarry here. Like you said, that means the wait. They believed what he said. He said, wait here. Wait right here. Don't go anywhere. Wait right here, because I'm going to give you power. And they waited for the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came. Right there in the upper room, just like Jesus said, the Holy Ghost came and they were endued with power. And I think today a lot of us need to go back and ask the Holy Ghost to come into our lives. We need to go and say, Holy Ghost, I think I had the Holy Spirit at one point, but I just kind of let him lay dormant. Fill me. Fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost, because that's what I need to be able to go out and do the work of the Lord. I need the Holy Ghost. And there's a scripture, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but there's a scripture that says to mortify the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit. See, we're out here trying to tell God, I want you to kill my flesh. It says mortify the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit. See, we're out here trying to do things in our flesh, trying to do things in the natural. And what God wants us to know today is that we need the power of the Holy Ghost. We can't do this in our own flesh. We cannot do this of our own will. We need the Holy Ghost. And like you said, a lot of people discount the Holy Ghost now. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe in what the Word of God says. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And now here in Acts, he's asking the question, Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost? If it's anybody listening on the air, anybody in the chat room, anybody in the archives, if you are born again and you have not received the Holy Ghost, do you know that you can receive the Holy Ghost right now? Do you know that you do not have to wait to go into some big church or wait for a church service, that you can receive the Holy Ghost right now? All you got to do is ask.
Right.
If you ask the Father, the Bible says if you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. And not only does he hear you, but he's going to give you what you asked him for. And everybody know he said, You need the power of the Holy Ghost. So why would he withhold the Holy Ghost from you? If you need the Holy Ghost, ask God for the Holy Ghost right now, and he will fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. Right, Minister Desiree? He will fill you
that
with the Holy Ghost right now. You don't have to have a form or fashion. All you have to do is be sincere and say, God, in heaven, I want the power of the Holy Ghost. Fill me. Fill me
right.
with your Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. You know he will fill you with the Holy Ghost? You know you look
oh,
up,
absolutely.
You be speaking in tongues?
But see,
I mean,
even where you read from in chapter 19 of Acts, at verse number 3, it also says, when it says, have you received? But then they said, so they said, into John's baptism.
Right.
So what they were telling Paul was, yeah, I received the baptism when John the Baptist baptized us. And see, and we have still a lot of people today in today's churches that when you speak of the baptism of or being baptized of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, they thinking that they're still talking about this water baptism. Well,
right.
That's not what they're talking about, because even John said that there is one who is coming whose shoes I am not worthy of.
That's
and
right.
he will not baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with fire. That's what the Holy Spirit will do, is give you the fire that you need. And see,
right.
and this is where people get confused, and they're thinking, oh yeah, I got the Holy Spirit in me. I've been baptized. I received since that. Or they'll say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And it's okay if they say, I don't know what you're talking about, because then that means you need to talk to them and show them that there's another process. You just don't get saved and don't want the baptism. Or some people will say, well, I don't need it. Oh, but yes, you do.
Oh, yes, you do.
You have to, because there's going to come a time in your life you're not going to know whether you're coming in or whether you're going out, and you're going to need that Holy Spirit direct you, to teach you, to guide you, to minister to you, to comfort you. That's what Jesus kept calling the Spirit, the Comforter.
Yes.
He's going to comfort you. He's your instructor. He's going to give you everything you need. But it's not by John's baptism.
That was
only for a season that John did the baptism. Once
That's
Jesus
right.
came on the scene and John baptized Jesus, that was the end deal.
That's it. That was it.
It became
that
all
was it.
Fire.
That's right.
It's all fire now. It's no water baptism. You see, and in churches we have water baptism, and don't get me wrong, they're nice to have, but the only thing a water baptism do when a person does it and they open it in front of people is to let them know that something on the inside that has changed is now they're bringing it to the outside, letting them know that, yes, I've accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. So
That's
I'm
right.
going to water baptism. But also, as you're doing that water baptism, you need to ask them, have they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Because nine
right.
times out of ten, once they've been baptized by water, many of them have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And that's the truth. And I'm a witness of that, because when the first time I got baptized, and I say the first time because I was a teenager, and when I got baptized, only thing they were concerned about is us getting baptized. That's all they was concerned about, is you getting baptized. And when I got in the water, he said, you went down a dry devil and came up a wet one. Well, you didn't teach me about the Holy Ghost. You didn't teach me about the power of the Holy Ghost. All you did was concerned was about us being baptized. That's all you was concerned about. So they didn't teach us about, I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost until I was in my 20s when I went to an apostolic church, and they were trying to get me to get baptized again because, you know, I wasn't living right. So they were trying to tell
right.
me to get baptized, and they were trying to tell me about the Holy Ghost. And at the time, I was like, I don't know nothing about no Holy Ghost. I don't know nothing about what y'all talking about. But they kept at me. They didn't let me go. Every time I came to church, they would ask me, are you ready to receive the Holy Ghost? Are you ready to receive the Holy Ghost? Are you ready to receive the Holy Ghost? So after I learned about the Holy Ghost, then I was ready to receive the Holy Ghost. And I've been filled
right.
with the Holy Ghost ever since then. But I was listening
God.
To you when you said you need the Holy Ghost because he is your comforter, you know, and you were listing the things that the Holy Ghost is. But if people would take the time and go and read the books of Romans chapter 8, and that's one of the books of the Bible, Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 12, I like to tell especially new converts to read. But if you read chapter 8, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about what the Holy Spirit does. But the most familiar verse in that chapter is verse 26, because it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, because we don't even know what to pray for, as we
That's
ought to
right.
pray. You know, so the Holy Spirit will lead us what to pray. He will help us to pray the will of God. But it says he makes intercession. The Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So, because sometimes when, look, we don't know what to pray for all the time. We done ran out of words to say.
No, we don't.
But the Holy Spirit can pray for that person over in India. He can pray over there for that person in China or wherever the case is. You don't even know what you're praying for, but the Holy Spirit done took over and is praying. You don't know what God's will is. Okay, he might tell us a certain thing to pray for, but the Holy Spirit goes deeper than that, you know, and will pray things that we don't even know. But we got to read the Word. We got to study the
That's
Word.
Right.
We got to submit ourselves unto the word of God and not try to think too much about it in our natural mind, because our natural mind receiveth not the things of God. And if,
That's right.
if we read this chapter, you know, and we read other portions of the Bible, it says our flesh is enmity against God. Our flesh is the enemy of God, because carnal mindedness does has no place in God at all. Carnal-mindedness has no place in God at all. And when we are endued with power, when we have the power of the Holy Ghost, our flesh is not in the way. Our flesh is, you know, I've seen it, and I ain't going to lie, I'm going to tell you, you know, when I first realized years ago when people said, you know, well, God said he's calling you to be an evangelist and whatever, whatever, whatever. At one point in my life, there was a time where I was walking around with the big head, you know, the title big head. You know, I couldn't go anywhere without saying I was evangelist, this, that, or third. But I'm at a point in my life right now where I do use that title, but I use it to draw people. I'm not out there, and most of the time I tell people, just call me Teresa, because that's what my name is. Okay, that's what my mama
right.
named me. She didn't name me Evangelist Teresa Scott. Okay?
Right.
So most of the time I tell people to just call me Teresa, because that's who I am. But I am also an evangelist called by God to do the will of God in his last days, okay? So I need the power of the Holy Ghost for lives to be transformed. I need the power of the Holy Ghost for my life to be transformed,
Amen.
Okay? I don't walk in the anointing 24 hours a day.
Nope,
okay?
Only Jesus does.
Okay? So if people out there trying to pretend like they in, you know, anointed 24 hours a day, it's not so.
Yeah.
But when the anointing comes, there's a difference. You know, there's something different about you.
Yeah.
People will know, you know, that there's something different. Demons know that there's something different. Okay, we're not going to mess with that one, because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon her. Jesus says that that scripture says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. The Spirit
mm-hmm.
of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. I'm not going around looking for other people to anoint me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to go
right.
and teach and do what we do. And this is what we, as believers, we need to really look at our lives and examine ourselves and say, am I filled with the Holy Ghost? Am I filled with the Holy Ghost? Do I have the evidence of the Holy Ghost in my life? Not just speaking in tongues, but is the signs and wonders following me? Are they following me? Is the proof of the Holy Ghost in my life anywhere at all? Anywhere? Okay, if not, then let's revisit that and say, God, I need you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. There's people out here that's not filled with the Holy Spirit, and they're doing things in the name of Jesus, but Jesus said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't even know you. So we all have to examine our hearts and make sure that what we're doing is of the Lord, and make sure we got the Holy Ghost, okay? Because I don't want to lay hands on anybody and try to cast out a demon and that demon jump in me. That's what I'm talking
about. I heard that. But sister, you know that being a Christian, you don't even have to worry about that.
I'm telling you, people out here doing stuff and trying to act like they're doing it under the anointing, and they're doing it out of their flesh. And
oh, yeah, but see, this is where the gift of the discernment comes in.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
that you can discern the spirit. It's not to discern what that person is going to do. Discernment is discerning between a good spirit and a bad spirit.
Amen, amen.
And if your spirit is, if you're tuned with the Holy Spirit, when that spirit comes to you, you'll know exactly what to do.
Sure will.
You will know exactly what to do. You'll know exactly what to say because the Lord will already put it in your mouth what you're supposed to say to that, that spirit. This is a demonic spirit. You'll rebuke it right then and there. Tell Satan, get behind you and go.
And go.
If it's
Amen.
Something that comes from God and you receive it, the Lord will let you know it's from me. Receive what was said.
Mm-hmm.
Receive whatever that person's going to say.
That's right. And just like,
it's like these people that say, okay, well, I'm a witch and I'm going to put a hex. You cannot put a hex on a child of God. I don't care who you are. You can't do
that. That's right. Use a lie, devil.
You cannot do that.
Because
then that's the case. Then the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, was it really for remission of sins then? Did it really have the power?
Jesus.
Of course it had the power. You can't put a hex on a child of God. I don't care how many witches are around you. They cannot touch a child of God.
And that's the truth.
A child of God can rebuke a witch away from her. She can rebuke the demon of that spirit that is in
that
witch and make that person come out and be whole and be clean.
That's right.
But that witch cannot do nothing to a child of God.
That's right. And that we only have less than 3 minutes left, and I know that to be true because when I was in Africa, we were in Ghana, and there's many witches, okay? I don't know if you've ever heard any stories about over there, but there's a lot of demonic activity. And the witches, they let you know I'm a witch. And we went over there for a mission, and the witches were over in their corner, and they were watching us. And I know this one group of witches, they were watching me, and they were looking, and I didn't even get scared. I just like, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not afraid of this. I have the power of God inside of me. So whatever y'all over there doing, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I kept it moving. And I thank God for that because he deposited that in me. If it was me,
right,
I would have been scared. But he gave me that power to be able to stand there and rebuke those spirits so they wouldn't come and bother me or try to get inside of me. But Jesus also says, don't rejoice because the demons listen to what you say. Rejoice
because
your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So I need to make sure I say that because folks get so hyped up and be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm casting out demons and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. No, Jesus said, rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
So we have 90 seconds left. Minister Desiree, if you would you please just give the offer of salvation in the 90 seconds that we have left?
Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity for us being on Blog Talk Radio. And Lord God, we just pray that those that come by later, listen to the archives, Lord God, that their hearts will be softened and be ready to receive the word, Lord God. And Lord God, we know that the seed will be planted, oh God, and whatever questions or doubt that they might have, Lord God, we know that you will start the watering process. And we just pray upon their lives, Lord God, that many will come to know you as their Lord and Savior and that they will say the sinner's prayer or whatever question they might even have. Maybe they don't even know where to even go to find out about the sinner's prayer. But as they listen to this broadcast, let them get in touch with Teresa and ask so that she can be able to tell them where they can find the sinner's prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said, Lord God, that you would not want none to perish, Lord God. But we know that there are going to be some that are going to perish. But it's our job to go and preach the gospel, and it's your job to do the saving. And we bless your name, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Minister Desiree, and I'm so glad to have met you. And if it's okay with you to be on Thursday, because I sent you a message.
Thursday is fine.
All right, Thursday at 12 o'clock. Today is March the 6th, Tuesday, 2012. I thank everybody in the chat room for joining us today and everybody on the phone line. Brother on the phone line, if you can join us again on tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And tomorrow we're having guest speaker on Evangelist Barbara Mack. She has a blog talk radio on Jesus in the Morning. That's what it's called, Freedom Door Ministries, Jesus in the Morning. She's on at 7 a.m. To 9 a.m., but she'll be our guest on tomorrow. And on Thursday, we will have Minister Desiree to be on our broadcast. Again, young man on the phone line, I thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again. Everybody in the chat room, I thank God for you joining us on today. And God bless you. And if the Lord says so, we will speak with you again on tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
You too.